Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful downtown San Francisco. Moscone West is buzzing now. Got a good crowd going. Day two.
I think it's the money day because I see chocolate-covered donuts. There are a few bananas for the occasional health nut, but there's a lot of croissants, chocolate-covered donuts, and that kind of thing at the
table. Donuts are for closers. That's what they say.
So here we are, full swing, day two, just getting things going here, and it is now time for the Carl and Karen show. We have, is it Kirsch? Is that your last name,
it
Carl?
It is Kirsch, indeed.
And
yes.
Karen Daniel?
That's right.
All right. Well, we are delighted to have you. Let's start with you, Karen. Get us up to speed with where we are with this OAUG effort. What all has been going on this year?
Okay. Well, OAUG is the Oracle Applications Users Group, and we have several thousand member companies who have thousands of individuals who connect through the Oracle Applications Users Group. They get time-saving information. They get knowledge, education, networking opportunities, a lot of really great benefits for employees whose companies are members of the OAUG.
So you know what I remember about when we met Carl the first time?
What is that?
He had a Segway. Do you remember?
That's right.
He was like one of the few people certified. It was at Collaborate 13, right?
Yes, I'm practically a Segway expert now, yes.
And they wouldn't let just anybody get on the Segway. So, Karen, are you going to get your own Segway at the next one?
You know, I have not been to Collaborate yet. I've heard lots of fun stories.
But you're not certified yet?
No.
They have a whole training. Don't worry.
So, why should companies join OAUG? What's your take on this? What are some of the primary benefits?
Well, they can get together with other people who do the same things that they do. If they are using the different applications, if they're in finance, they can talk to other people at other companies who are doing the same things and find out what happened when they upgraded, what did they learn through their process, and how can they avoid some of the pitfalls. Tips and tricks and best practices, connecting with other users helps them to do things faster and more efficiently.
Now, are there specific educational opportunities for them, or is it more of this free-for-all where you can just contact people that are also using the similar Oracle application?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We have a really big conference every year. As you know, the Collaborate conference is in April. We also have some smaller two-day events, which we call connection points, and those are on specific topics, and there's one coming up next month. But if people aren't able to go to those events, they can also benefit from all of the educational sessions because all of the papers are archived on our website, and member company employees can log in and download every paper or presentation for the past several years. And that's a free benefit to all member companies.
So there's a lot of moving parts to this kind of thing. So for Vegas Collaborate 2014, Carl, I mean, you're already starting to do planning and get some things in place, yeah?
Yeah, actually, we start planning the conference a year or 18 months in advance. And if you think about it, the reason organizations really affiliate with OUG is, if you think of it like a chair with three legs, and the three legs are education, networking, and influence. So we have all sorts of educational opportunities around the different application software products that Oracle produces, and then the members of the OAUG get together and network and share best practices and tips and tricks, and then finally, as an organization, they can collaborate together and have a collective voice back to Oracle, the manufacturer of the software, in order to help influence the future product direction. So it's really a sort of one for all for one type of sharing, networking, and education.
Right, and I don't think you can discount the influence aspect of this. We have interviewed Oracle people, and they tell us how important it is, these kind of relationships that you guys have, where you can talk back and forth, and you can get it from the horse's mouth. It isn't a theoretical use of the Oracle product. You're getting it from the Oracle people themselves, able to. So by giving them access to Oracle people to have these kind of conversations is a lot more powerful than, you know, if they're fending for themselves.
Absolutely. It's a real two-way street, and it's a very well-paved road, I guess you would say. We appreciate Oracle's openness to listen to our user community and what they need, and vice versa. Oracle helps these companies plan for future needs and development by sharing their plans with the future product direction back to the users.
So, Karen, tell us about this conference paper database. You're collecting papers and, mm-hmm. and making them available to people after the fact, is that?
Absolutely. There are thousands of papers, both Word documents and actual PowerPoint presentations, from several years' worth of Collaborate conferences. And so a member company...
Oh, it goes back more than just today's conference.
5 or 6 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a specific topic, you can search by keyword. You can also search by what event it was held, if you happen to know it was Collaborate last year. Or you can just see what is there on this topic and just search and get dozens and dozens of papers on whatever is important to you.
So this clearinghouse, how do you maintain that? That's
Carl just, decides whether it makes the cut or not, right?
Right. So,
you got to slide Carl a C note if you want your thing in the database.
Yeah, I wish there was a profit motive in it. But, no, it's we are, as staff members of OUG, we follow the direction of the volunteer leadership. And there are committees that screen papers and select the ones that are... Best appropriate for the current conditions in the market. And then after they're presented, those are stored in a database, searchable database that the members can access.
Now, keeping members happy, that's always a challenge. I know you guys have an online presence and there's a searchable database, mm-hmm. but do you have Collaborate? You want to talk a little bit about what happens there?
What a great name, too, for that conference.
It is indeed, and it's actually the conference is really three different conferences. There's the IOUG, the OAUG, and Quest, and the three organizations representing the database stack and the applications community come together in one city for 1 week and offer in excess of 600 technical sessions related to each organization's sphere of influence. And by getting the technical, the database people, the database administrators all together, essentially all levels of users together, it truly is a collaborative conference, and you can really feel the energy just walking around the hallway and the exhibits.
Now, are there other ways you guys stay connected with your members?
Yep. We have several different publications. We have Insight Magazine, which is published 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. It has interviews with users, lots of information, first-hand information, knowledge. This particular issue, the fall issue that we have here, has a buyer's guide. And so.
And that's annual, the buyer's guide?
Buyer's guide's annual, and it is available here. And it's mailed to members, and you can also read it online on our website. Mm-hmm. And then we do a monthly newsletter that has information, very current information. Anybody can access that newsletter. It's available to non-members as well.
Uh-huh. So they can Is that the only thing that's available to non-members? Or are there other materials that non-members can benefit from?
There are. Some of our vendors put on webinars. We call them vendor awareness sessions, mm-hmm. and non-members can participate in those. They can get the newsletter, both the e-news and the education networking newsletter, and that tells them information about upcoming events. They can also attend all of the conferences and the Connection Point seminars, and they can participate in our geographic and special interest groups as well.
And there's the Carl Kresch fan club.
Right.
We don't want to forget about that with an automatic 8x10 photo.
Indeed.
So you guys are working two floors. You've got folks on the next floor up. What are they doing up there?
They're talking about membership and all the benefits of belonging. There's a user group pavilion, which is on level 2, and all the different user groups are there. And then we're also here on the show floor.
So now for a company that's considering joining, what do you think is the most beneficial element of being a member of OAUG?
Well, part of it is just the fact that they are corporate-based memberships. So the company pays for one membership, uh-huh. and then any number of employees of that organization can participate as if they're individual members of the organization.
Oh, so includes, that's a great benefit to the employee. If mm-hmm. the company invests in it, then the employee really gets a benefit by being plugged into this network.
Right, and it's not just about helping the company. It helps those individuals sort of stay
up to date and current, keep
their game sharp. Mm-hmm. Should they be looking for other job opportunities or wanting to switch careers, OEG can help them on a personal level.
So right,
it supports the software community, but also supports the professional.
All right, Karen, let's leave our listeners with some coordinates, website, email, that kind of stuff, so they can reach out and learn more. What's the best way to do that?
Well, online is oaug.com, and if they want specific membership information, it's oaug.com/membership. The email is membership@oaug.com. We're also on Twitter and on LinkedIn. There's a really active LinkedIn group.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We might check in with you a little bit later today or tomorrow, but I think we better let them get back to work
huh? Absolutely.
All right.
Lee and Stone, thank you very much.
More than welcome. We will be back in a few from the show floor at Oracle Open World 2013.